The question was asked, if a store supervisor cuts a deal with you, is it okay to go with it? For example, a woman called with the following question. She bought a garment at a clothing store. And after 2 weeks, she decided she doesn't like it. She got it on sale. She comes back and the sale is off. So she goes to the front desk and she's honest with the supervisor. She says, look, I bought, they had them, let's say, 3 for $100. Now they're 3 for $250. Each of them should have been 80 shekel. They had a special sale, 3 for $100. So she comes back to the supervisor and says, look, I bought them when they were 3 for $100. I'd like to exchange them. Now you no longer have the sale. What kind of deal can, what credit are you willing to give me in exchange for these 3 shirts? I want to exchange them. So the store supervisor says, fine, you bought them 3 for $100. Right now they're 3 for $250. Let's meet halfway. Meaning there's 150 in between. I'll give you 175. I'll give you store credit for 175. The woman was in Seventh Heaven. So the woman says, great. She goes and buys clothing for 175 shekel, comes back home and feels guilty. So she gives me a call and she says, wait a second, am I allowed to take that deal from the store supervisor? So the answer is firstly, yes. The supervisor is given that responsibility to cut you a deal. That's why she's allowed to do it. So if she could sign the paper that gives you store credit for 175, that means the manager gave her that. And there's also a logic to it. In truth, she didn't get such a good deal, the woman who bought. Because the shirts she's holding are right now worth 250. They are. The store is selling them now for 250. When they met her halfway, she feels great. Hey, I spent 100. I'm getting store credit for 175, but that's not accurate.
She can't buy the same shirts.
She can't buy the same shirts, right? She gave back the shirts. She can't buy those shirts now for her 175. So the store got a very good deal with her. They got their shirts back. They gave her a little bit more store credit. And they bought a customer because she's walking away happy. Excellent business. Excellent supervisor. She went back and bought. What?
I didn't think it was such a great deal when I heard what you said. Because if the value of the shirts has gone up, then surely it's a one-to-one.
But you see, the woman didn't view it that way. The woman said, wow, what a great store. I'm buying here again. They came towards me. They gave me even more store credit. I was honest with them. They gave me more store credit. They didn't give her money. They gave her store credit. Now think about it.
Right.
But they allowed her to return something she bought.
They allowed her to return, right. They want a customer. So there's a logic. But even if we don't understand the supervisor's logic, I'll give you an example. You're walking through a store and your kid knocks down a bottle. And you come to the front desk and you want to pay and the supervisor says, don't bother. Sometimes it's a very smart supervisor. We have a store where we buy every day. I buy my bread and milk there. I buy most of my groceries there. The fact that when a child breaks something, I don't have to go crazy. I offer them to pay and they say, no, don't bother. Well, they're right. I spend in that store, I don't know, 20, 30,000 shekel a year. Think about it. All my groceries. I'm buying all my challahs. I'm buying everything. So you're spending there between 1,000 and 2,000 shekel a month, right? So you're spending there. You're spending in that store in the range of 20,000 shekel a month. So when they make it comfortable for you, that when you broke something, they're willing to forgo it. They're buying the customer. Like the Talmud says, you're allowed to give out candies to your customer's kids because that's a way of buying your customer. And the competition can do the same thing. It's a worthwhile investment. You see the customer, you know he's there every day. And you say, okay, I'm going to forgo the bottle. I'm going to buy the customer. But even if I don't understand their logic, if they're given that authority, I don't have to second guess it. That's when I go to a supervisor. But when I'm at the checkout counter, and I've had this many times where the woman behind the checkout counter says, don't bother. And they'll say, don't bother on a half a shekel. They'll say, don't bother on a shekel. They'll do all kinds of shenanigans on my behalf. I try to be a nice guy, and they try to be nice back to me, but they try to do it in a way that's dishonest. That I can't take. I can't take that favor. And I've had it many times where the person behind the counter is trying to do me a favor. Don't bother, no one's looking. I had a woman once who took something and didn't check it out. She just passed it over the... we had been in the hospital together. My son was in the hospital with her husband. So we had spent a few Shabbos together and I had tried to help them out. So when I came to the checkout counter, she was doing me favors. You know, passing things without ringing them up. I was in shock. That's the favor you're doing me? You're helping me steal from the store? In our mind, yeah, she did me a favor. That's no favor, and she has no right to do that. And the same is with playing games with the change. Yes?
For the woman who forgave the 10 gerot, what if the line was so long and the store so busy that the time it would have taken to do change to 200 bill, they could have had many more customers come and made more money on that?
That's a good question. I still do not think she's given that authority by the store. I also thought about that when I was coming out of the checkout counter, and I looked to see the line. Meaning, I was contemplating going to the main desk, but I was worried that would get her in trouble. So I stood there looking, and I said, okay, I'll wait till she opens up the register for the next customer, so that way she could give me the change and it doesn't take too much time, and I won't get her in trouble by going to the main desk over 10 agurot. Meaning, I agree with you. I also asked myself that question, with that maybe she figures until she gets the change, she's hurting the whole line, and that's not good for business either. Meaning, could be there was that calculation. Could be. I agree. That's something. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.